Hello.
I've got a slur in my hand.
He's got a slur and some Lego.
I hope you're okay with that. I hope you're okay with that combination.
Let me have a look.
It's really good for the nation.
Yeah. Is this not the Lego you drowned last week?
Was it last week? Or was it the podcast that we attempted to do on Sunday?
No.
And that went horribly wrong.
No, the week before when I...
Oh, so I've already made... Okay,
then. Yeah, it's already when you were attacked you. Are you dropping it?
I'm moving.
He's dropping Solero everywhere. Oh. No, it's when you...
Solero's cracking, isn't it?
It's lovely. No, I don't actually like it. I don't like the taste
Get
of it.
Get out of my house!
Like the mango y or something.
How could you not like Solero? That's like saying, I hate dogs.
No, but like...
sorry, that was completely... I had nothing to do with anything. I'm sorry, Daniel. Should I apologise to your leg as well? Or?
No. No, I don't know what it is. I don't like smoothies either. It's like the taste, and I think it is like the mango in it.
I mean, we all know why you don't like strawberries.
No.
Want to tell people that story?
Went to Tunisia. It's our first proper family holiday. Having a really nice time. Went to this really, really amazing... What was it? It wasn't a cafe.
It was a cafe on the side of a mountain.
But when you think cafe, this is not a cafe. This is this is on a cliff overlooking a harbour and the sea.
It sort of looked like the Star Wars cantina scene, but outside.
It was
on the side of a mountain, right? And it was pretty. I mean, you had aliens walking around. Well, they look like aliens.
Oh, that's racist.
Not a racist, mate. No, I'm not talking.
Absolutely racist.
The tourists did. We did.
I guess we were aliens. But yeah, I think how many days was it in? Was it maybe the third day? I think the third day we were there. Maybe third or second or third.
I think it was about the third.
Yeah, third. Went to this place. Really, it's obviously Tunisia, it's Africa, it's bloody hot.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, lovely.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we went to this cafe place and we decided to have like strawberry. I don't even remember asking for juice. It was just strawberry. Maybe strawberry juice. I don't know what we asked for. We had something strawberry. And
Something foreign.
I thought it was... Well... brilliant.
Celebro.
Like apple juice. I thought it would be that. But...
I thought you asked for strawberry juice thinking you get apple juice.
Yeah, that's what it was. That was my problem. That was...
Africa's crazy!
Oh, it's all different.
Topsy-turvy.
I don't know, it basically was a smoothie of about 50 strawberries all blended and blitzed into this just concoction, and I could only drink half of it, and I don't like smoothies anyway, as we've already said, but...
He hates smoothies, he punches them in the face.
Yeah, I do. I make the smoothies, it's a catch-22, I hate a smoothie, but I'll blitz a fruit. I hate smoothies that much. I'll punch a smoothie to make it more smoothie.
Yeah.
Catch-22. Can't do anything about it.
I've seen him do it.
Yeah.
It's terrifying. He has blood in his eyes.
Scary.
He weeps. He weeps meaty tears. That's how much he hates smoothies.
Yeah. Whatever that meant.
Solero.
This is an endorsement, isn't it? That's all it is. It's a big advert for Solero.
I've actually been doing that really cheesy smile while.
You can't see
facing it.
Back to story. First rule holiday, lovely time.
Ate our drink.
What?
Glass tastes good. Sorry, go on.
Brilliant. It must have there must have been dodgy strawberries in it because I was unbelievably ill for 3 days. Like the last 3 days of the holiday, I was stuck in bed. Was stuck inside the whole time in 40 degree weather.
Didn't really miss
anything. Yes, I fucking did. What are you talking about? Oh, Jesus, yeah. So I was really, really, really incredibly ill. And, I even hallucinated.
Where's
I
the bin?
Thought.
Sorry.
Brilliant. Down there. Yeah.
Do you want to hallucinate me a bin?
No, I was actually hallucinating. In bed, I got that hot that I thought.
Keep talking.
Oh, you spilled that everywhere.
Keep talking.
Say Celero.
Celero.
Brilliant. Yeah, I thought that my stomach was this bad that like I thought my stomach was a dragon's egg and I was supposed to be protecting it.
What level was it?
I don't know. 28.
God, that's usually the time that evolves.
Yeah. Yeah, and I my bowels just kept releasing and it was
brilliant.
Yeah. In like the nicest way to say that. Yeah, it was,
my bowels were released.
I was really, really ill. And I actually one night, the second night, like, I hadn't ate anything at all. Like I couldn't eat. As soon as I ate something, it was coming straight back out. And I was just feeling that sick. And I was living off polos. Like, because I've got IBS as well, so like the mint helps.
Yeah.
It's a long story, isn't it?
Do you know what's quite annoying?
What?
The fact that I pride myself on the fact that I can speak well. And yet you haven't done any like proper so I was doing this and
what, like you?
Yeah.
That's alright.
Keep talking.
There we go. Does that make you feel better?
Yeah, it does make you feel better.
Yeah, and one night I did actually faint, and I don't know how I managed to because the bathroom was all marble, like lovely, lovely, lovely hotel.
Was it?
Yeah, like all marble and like all stone and everything, and I fell backwards, and I managed to grab the sink, and as I grabbed the sink, I just sort of my body as it fell, I sort of fell sideways and like ended up under the sink in some shelves.
Yeah.
And then I sort of woke up and thought, oh, what the fuck's going on here? And just as I looked behind, the window and the step to the shower was just behind my head. So I would have like cracked my head open super, super hard if I hadn't have grabbed the sink.
Yeah, which would have been really annoying because I was waiting to go to the toilet. Oh. So he would have been longer than he was.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, that was, I think actually that was the worst 3 days of my life. I was that ill. But, yeah, that's why I can't eat strawberries. Was that the story?
I don't know. Celero.
Oh, I think, were we talking about smoothies? Well, that's I don't like smoothies anyway, but, like, that's really putting me off. I can't eat, like, red fruit either as well. Just the sort of, like, red berries. Just
tomato? No fruit?
No.
It's a vegetable.
I think it's
a mammal? I don't know.
No, if I remember, I think a tomato is a fruit because it has the seeds on the inside.
Hmm.
There's a lot of stuff like that, like banana. Banana's not a fruit. Or maybe it is.
I'm really glad they're not paying for this.
I know, it's bad, isn't it? All right.
No, so, I like that. I like the fact that you're talking more because I remember you saying that you didn't speak as much in the podcast, previous podcast.
Yeah,
and in the mysterious podcast to which I might refer to a few times, Daniel spoke not as much in that either. Okay. It was mostly me going, oh, I'm just so tired, and then making a willy out myself, and then Daniel tried some anecdotes. Never mind.
Well, what happened, guys? Guys,
get on my side here.
Hey, guys. We what day is it now? Wednesday.
Is it?
See, time flies.
Not even when you're having fun, it just flies.
It just flies.
Keep going. Celero.
Yeah, we did attempt to record a podcast for Saturday. I think we did
Sunday.
Did we start on Saturday or did we?
God, it just went on for so long.
Yeah, well, Sean was really, really tired, and I wasn't like that up for it. But we did start to record a podcast, and we got about halfway, and Sean just completely crashed out, and it was just mumbo jumbo. I don't know what we'll do with it. I think we'll save it. It's still saved.
It's still around. It's still available.
Yeah, we might use it in the future, but. Yeah, it's not good.
There was one part in the introduction, not even an introduction, Daniel caught me out and he pressed the record button when I was warming up, as it were.
Yeah, if you remember, I attacked him over warming up on the first
podcast.
Not
really an attack, he prodded me.
Yeah, I sort of...
Prodded me in the kidney.
Yeah, I said, yo, all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
But I went to the toilet, left him in there on his own. And I
shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I could hear him like reading stuff.
Plasters everywhere.
What?
Keep talking.
I could hear him reading stuff, and I came back in, and he was reading the... Where is it? I don't know what I've done with it, but it was like Adobe Illustrator, and like he was reading all the copyright stuff on it.
I was.
And I came in and I hit record without him knowing. And I asked him to like read all the numbers out and stuff.
He did, I was there.
Yeah, you were there.
Mm. I'm just backing you up. I'm like a backup singer. You're a main singer. You're singing the song. And I'm like, yay!
I was going to say, yeah!
You sure you don't want to do a warm-up?
No, that's fine.
Okay, keep talking.
So, yeah, I recorded him doing that. It's quite funny.
You're owning it. You're owning this podcast. It's good. I'm enjoying this. Keep talking.
Oh, do you want to talk?
No. I'm happy with this. I'm really happy with this.
Great. Okay, so, so we might use that stuff. Because it was pretty funny.
I think we lost the funniest bit, the bit that I enjoyed the most. I could not stop laughing after it. I could not stop laughing when I thought about it. And we deleted it because Daniel was too insecure about the situation.
We were talking about the riots, and I made it.
Please just say it. Please just say your anecdote.
All right, well, no, it wasn't even an anecdote.
No, it wasn't.
See, the thing is that I
needed Sherlock to find the joke.
I was walking through town. Ugh, I've heard that before.
I said that.
So I was walking through town. And
I didn't steal that joke.
And, I was walking through town, and we were walking behind these two guys, and I said to Sean that, okay, imagine that they were talking about how bad the writing was. So I put that into...
The writing?
Did I say writing?
You said the writing.
I apologise, I meant the rioting. Rioting.
Rioting!
Is that how it's said, Sean? Is that a rioting?
Cool, yeah, of course. You really want to get the emphasis out of that.
Yeah, you know.
So you kind of look like... a monster from Alien.
Yeah, a bit like a horse, I would have thought.
Or something.
Okay, yeah. With that so, description. Yeah, so I'd sort of... You see, the thing is that I'd...
Shut up. I hope they picked that up.
Shut up.
Keep talking.
Black Mombasa lips.
Dan walks into a pub, the guy says, "Why the massive face?" Yeah. And then he went to the side, breathed in, and went right up there. Keep talking.
Yeah, so I'd heard one of them say, like, the writing's really bad, like, and I'd sort of said, you know, imagine that they were talking about how bad it was, and, you know, all the people are really bad and really stupid. And then I'd heard one of them say, oh, yeah, if I was there, I would have, like...
I would have carried it with my arms.
I don't know, would have carried a lot more out there. And I was trying to make a joke out of it. But like, it failed really bad. I'm definitely putting in the stuff at the end of you warming up
so
now.
So funny.
So there we go. See, I've not got no problem telling
it. So funny.
I've not got great comedy, like, you know, joke telling.
It was just, I knew he was really, really trying.
I didn't even have a punchline, but I thought there was a joke there and it didn't work.
I don't know where you saw the joke. Was it passing by? Did it leave?
I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, it was so funny.
Because
I sort of reacted like, ha, what?
Yeah.
Oh, anyway. I love Dan. Dan's brilliant.
Yeah, so do I.
ego. What? Love yourself. What's your right hand called? Mm. Is it Dan as well? You're sick.
Use my left hand. What?
Dan as well. Double Dan hand.
Brilliant.
Do you want to do that warm up now?
Yeah. Okay.
We're gonna do a warm up beforehand. I just thought about it. Oh, no, I didn't make it up. I got it from the place that I used to do improv at. I've seen it done other places. They haven't stolen it. It's just a really good thing to do. It's sort of when
it's like a game. It's gonna be a bit of a game.
Yeah, and I actually did it during Ring of Fire. Which was on...
It was a nickname for a while, wasn't it?
Ring of Fire. Yeah.
I'm bringing it.
Describes your weekend. Ha, ha, ha. Ha. I watched. Weeped a little bit. Corners are cold, aren't they? Anywho, categories.
The corners of your beard.
You can't see my beard. Don't
corners of
up.
Your beard.
Okay, then. Ugh. Keep making sense. Before you make sense. You want to make money, honey? Do you think you're funny? Honey, go make a joke about something.
I need a dollar, dollars.
What I need.
Right.
Hey,
yes.
Solero.
Right, so we're going to do this...
Callback.
We're going to do this... Right, we're going to play this little game. Right, so what happened? Right, explain the rules.
Well, I start chopping every single limb off.
No.
Well, we do this thing called categories, where I have to say a category. Say it's about fish or filing cabinets, if I really want to make it difficult. And Daniel has to say something that has something to do with it. Then I have to say something that has something to do with it. And then we're going to switch it up. So I have to say something, and then, well, after we've decided the winner of that game, we then have to switch it up so Daniel will say something, and then I have to say something that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, so it's going to get a bit tricky.
Tricky or really short, one of them. We'll see how tired and creative feeling we both
are. Hopefully it'll be funny.
Oh, maybe.
Hopefully it's going to be funny.
We'll see.
All right, so go on then.
Okay, then. I have to think of something universal for the audience to get as well.
Okay.
If this was live, I'd be asking for emails at the moment for a little bit of help, but it's not. So, would you think of something? I can't...
So, a category or an item?
I want to say football, but there's quite a few people who don't know about football. So, I want to play to my food. Okay. Then.
Oh no.
People eat food. I think that's a universal thing.
Yeah.
It's a good
idea.
But
how would we get out of one?
Ranking? I don't know.
Out of one category. Like.
What do you mean?
Well, food's split into categories. I mean, it's all going to be.
Oh, we're not going to get into subcategories,
no,
are we?
I don't know.
It's like with football. Oh,
you could say anything for food.
Aguero. Oh, but that he's a Spanish player. We can't do Spanish.
No, that's
players.
What I mean. It's like food can any well, not anything's food, but there's a lot of food. I could just say anything if we're stuck.
Okay, all right. Let's just do animals.
No, let's have no categories and just say absolutely anything.
What? No, because that's just random. That's just complete. That rules out any idea of a game.
All right, go on then. All right, you just make it up.
Anywho, okay then. All right, let's just do food. Or do you want to do vegetables?
I don't care.
What do you want
we
from me?
We spent like 5 minutes discussing what we're gonna do.
God.
So we're doing similar things, right?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're not gonna say the same word. Oh, cheese. Cheese. I think you won there. You said it with more emphasis.
Well, let's just do the whole of food.
The whole of food? Okay, that's fine. I'm pretty sure that's what we're going to do anyway. Unless
but
you want to...
But that's my problem with this. Is that
oh,
if you say cheese, all I've got to say
this
is...
This is a warm-up game.
No, but, like, if you say cheese, all I've got to say is, like, potato. And then that's...
What? So, okay, fine.
How did we get out of it?
All right, porn category.
No,
do you want to do that?
Are we only talking...
BBW.
Listen, if...
BB Gun.
Listen, if we say cheese...
Bubba Ray.
Have we got to keep saying different
BB
cheeses?
BB King.
Shut up.
Am I winning?
Have we got to keep saying cheeses?
Yes. If we say cheeses, we have to say different types of cheese.
Okay. Maybe not cheeses.
Though, okay. Yes, yeah, that would be a bit difficult.
Yeah.
Do you want to do peppers?
What?
So I'd win there. Red pepper, green pepper, yellow pepper,
chili pepper,
bam pepper.
Wedding.
That was an example. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe yeah. Not. Maybe not that then.
Okay. All right. Well,
this is
celebrities,
hot.
Movies, action films, action stars. Stars. Signs.
I don't know that much. I don't know that much. Like, seriously, I'm thinking...
In
like,
general, or...?
Yeah, I... My brain's, like, completely...
Okay, all right, let's play to your strength. What do you... all right, forget the audience. Fuck them, okay?
Oi!
Sorry, forget them.
No.
Okay. What do you know? What do you know?
I'm better off if you just decide it. Is that a car?
Yeah, there's two sound effects. Come on, you can do this. Think Anything. Anything at all. Do you want me to just choose something?
Yeah, we've not even started the game and I don't know what to do it.
I'm going to punch myself in the face out of anger. Okay, then fine. We will play... Yeah, go on. Do. Your...
Surely, let's just do what I said, where we do the opposites of things. Because that's a lot easier. If you just say cheese and I have to say something completely unrelated.
Fine.
That'd be a lot easier.
Okay. I think there's certain people who are going to listen to this and go, that's really easy. Actually, it's not.
It's not.
But, okay then. Alright. Who's going to start? Do you want to... Okay, let's do rock, paper, scissors. Who's going to start? Okay?
Okay.
We will commentate on what happens. Right. Don't worry, audience. You're not missing out on anything. Yeah. To be honest, 22 minutes in, you're not really missing anything out. Anyway. Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Both scissors. Rock, paper,
it's scissors. What's paper? Paper.
Where's this racism come from?
Paper.
Right, rock, paper, scissors.
What's happening? Are we both going for paper?
Rock, paper, scissors. We both rocked it, yeah? Rock, paper, scissors.
Both scissors. What's happening? Okay, alright, wait a minute, we'll give it a few seconds, just to get out of each other's mindsets.
Okay.
Leave the wavelength. 3, 2, rock, paper, scissors.
Yes! See, I thought that you'd go paper, no, I thought you'd go rock again, because you thought I would do scissors, so I thought you'd go paper, so I went scissors.
It's rock, paper, scissors, not fucking Darren Brown.
We just did like 12.
Do we have a bleep?
Yeah,
can we put bleeps in?
Yeah, we can bleep
that's
that.
That's good. I like that. That's good.
But it's not an excuse to just swear our balls off.
No, it is, you fat shitting. Fuck you, you fucking fucking rack fuck you shitty rapey shit. Microsoft Word bullshit. Okay, I think that's my turn. Okay, alright.
I actually went got into this series.
Okay, alright.
You start.
That is going to be a lot of bleeps. I apologise to anyone who's editing this. That being me.
Okay. And me as well.
Okay, alright. Right, you ready?
Okay, so complete opposites.
Complete opposites.
So if you say cheese, I can't say a meat because that's, again, food. It's still food.
Okay.
So complete opposites. I'll beat that out.
It's really offensive. Okay.
That'll be the only thing beeped out.
maybe
we should just beep the whole lot apart from all the swearing. Alright, go.
Okay, alright, bag.
Cheese.
W.H. Smith.
Plane.
Polar bears.
Underwear.
Clocks.
Fish.
Doorbell.
Leaf.
Chair.
Golf ball.
Flamini.
What's a flamini?
It's a footballer.
Oh, a printer.
Glasses.
Door hinge.
Nostradamus.
Glasses.
Picture.
Hair.
Wait a minute. The glasses picture, they're not the same, are they? Because you can get picture.
I'm talking about glasses that you wear on your face.
I'm talking about picture. Wait a minute, I've already said glasses.
What, in what sense? These glasses?
Glasses.
Okay, I meant glasses.
In the sense of glasses.
I meant glasses and a drink glass.
Not a polar bear's skateboard or anything.
What is that?
Shut the fuck up.
You're using this as an excuse, the big
thing. Okay. It's that Disney cast that's got me angry inside. Actually, it hasn't got me angry at all. Okay, then. Are we starting again?
Yeah.
We start again? Who won that? No one won that. Society won that.
I think no one.
No one. That was a draw. Handshake? Ah! Competition. Throwing them right off. I didn't accept the handshake.
It hit me with his willy.
Yes. Okay, then. All right, now.
Oh, stressful.
Should we rock, paper, scissors? You're starting?
No, that was too long. Just start again.
I'm pretty sure the deciding what category we're going to do and deciding we're not going to do a category was already too long.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors. About 5 seconds.
Right.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, both scissors again. Rock, paper, scissors.
Ah, you win. Okay, you first.
PSP.
CDs.
Yes.
Okay, then, fine. All right, then, I'll start. Okay. Fans.
Golf club.
Book.
Wolf.
Oh, come on!
Oh, you know what? I was going to say leaf, but that's paper. That's tree. That's paper. And then I was going to say wallpaper, which is
just 1-0. That's pretty good. That was pretty fast.
Go on, you go, because you won.
Yeah, okay, then. Earrings.
Nostril.
Skateboard.
Teeth.
Plastic covers.
Hair.
Boxes.
Eyeball.
Book.
Spot.
Dancy.
Eyebrow.
Singing.
Radiator.
Teeth.
Bird. You said I already said teeth.
Did you?
Yes.
When?
That's like the first thing I said.
No, you didn't. Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm pretty sure I said teeth.
Can we press pause and then
all
find
right,
out
let's
if you
pause
did?
It.
Sorry about this.
You could probably just press pause and find out. Or you probably remember better than we did. But we're going to pause. All right,
okay.
Be back in a second.
Love you.
Okay, we're arguing, because I said...
And we're not arguing.
Teeth was like the second thing I said, but we're arguing the fact that I said nostril after earring. But
I'm pretty sure that means I've won, because where else would you put an earring?
You could put
it's for your ear, which is a body part, along with your nostril.
But you said earring as in just the earring. You didn't mention it was...
But an earring
it
for...
Could, but it could just be an earring on the table.
Right, but it is meant... to go on a body part, isn't it?
Okay.
So that was lucky, because
fucking cares?
I care. I'm competitive. Okay, all right then. How about this? All right, we call that null and void, even though I should have won. I just didn't catch on, okay? This is the decider, okay? And we've got to put something like a steak on it or whatever. It's got to be, you know, got to put a bit... Oh, brilliant. Ooh. Bleep that. Okay. Alright, Icy. Icy Tleeby on my freebie.
Racist.
I've got ball bag on my small hag. Okay, alright. Got that going. What I need you to do. Alright, we need to think of... If you lose, what do you have to do? I think you have to make a 30-second rap.
But you know I can't rap for shit.
Neither can... We both went cannons. I think that pretty much gives us a little bit of a reason. Not reason, sort of like a certificate in ghettoology.
If anything,
yeah. I mean, you didn't come out of anything like that.
It was like a butt plug.
If I said that looked like a butt plug... It's jagged. Wow.
I tell you what we're looking at is, like, when we talk... Yeah, as she comes up with like the frequency and the sound and all that sort of stuff, so we can actually see like us talking.
It comes out with the frequency frequently.
Yo, but like it looked like a butt plug. And actually, like on the last podcast we did, one came out that looked exactly like a sword. It was like a hilt and then a perfect like hilt, and then like with a blade and everything. Look, well, cool.
So, welcome to the Virgin Hour.
Brilliant.
Anyway. Okay, do you want to do that? Are you okay with a 30-second rap?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, well, actually, you don't have to do it this podcast. You'll do it next podcast, so you'll have time to...
No, we can do it this podcast.
No, because it has to be good.
No, it has to be completely off the...
Like, really?
Yeah, which is bad for me, because I can't improvise for shit.
Okay, then, fine. Okay, then. All right, belly button. Brilliant. Start the game. I win. Yeah. Okay, then. All right, then. Okay. Okay.
You ready?
Yes. Who's starting?
I'll start.
Yeah?
Sellotape.
Clothes.
Pencil.
Nail.
Leaf.
Oh, come on! That was like 4 seconds.
You lose.
I don't lose.
Alright, let's start again.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm fine. Who's starting?
Window.
Nashville.
Tree.
Market.
Canada.
Yeah. I was so like, just say anything.
You could have literally said anything apart from a country.
Oh man. Okay, wow, why has that gotten so high? Were we laughing?
Because you went boom!
Shit. I was supposed to be good at those things. Okay, then fine. When am I rapping?
Right now.
Am I rapping right now? Do I not get a beat or anything, even though I have no rhythm?
Go find your beat.
Okay.
Alright, we're going to stop this a sec, and we'll find them a beat.
Love you.
Be right back. Lol. Hello, we are back. Okay, I put together a quick little song, and I gave Sean a subject, which is cheese.
Cheese.
So he's gonna have a quick rap over that. He's had about 5 to 10 minutes. Okay, so here we go.
It's coming. Okay,
the music
okay.
is coming.
All right.
So Sean, when you're ready.
Okay, then I'm ready when it starts.
Okay.
Yo, 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 yogurt's easily made of cheese. Wipe it on my big lips, makes me a G. Can I get a call out from Baby Bell? Cause I know Mary and she used it as gel. Sperm referencing on this kestrel makes me famous in the cheddar festival. Buy loads of cheese, give it loads of holes for sexual reasons and instead of newspapers full of treason for my spy pleasing. They think it smells. Yeah, well, smells sells. Why do you think Susan Boyle gets all the girls? She got a cheesy smell, that's all I'm saying. Like a fine cheese, it never goes off, just like the bodies in my basement. Man, that's rough. I'm not waiting anymore, enough's enough. If there's grass on the field, then stay away from the muff. Making monster, making more can milk malnourish. Bring a few cows, they'll flourish to nourish the goodness. The motherfucking cheesy goodness. Solero! I moved the time and everything!
That was very much dead on.
Oh my god.
Come on! Shit is fat.
I'm quite happy with that.
That was like nearly dead on time as well.
Did you like the content? Oh,
it was good. It was good.
Cool. Yay. Can I listen to it?
Okay.
Can I listen?
Alright, we'll be right back. Someone wants to listen to it.
I'm a rapper!
Oh, it does sound good.
Can I listen to it again? Oh shit, sorry, I didn't know.
We'll just play it. No, we'll just carry on recording. Sean's pretty excited about
that. I'm really happy about that. I'm really, really happy about it.
I wish the music was a bit louder, but like...
Well, I'm sure we can arrange it somehow.
Yeah. That could be like the intro, the better intro music. Because the original intro music that we used, that was just...
What was it?
It was just a random jingle. No, I can't even remember it. But like... Yeah, like that. If I that was just like me using drum beats and like a bass and a tambourine.
Because so. Daniel used to do. I think I can't remember the name of the game.
It was just called Music.
Music. We used to use just a demo. We didn't even have the game.
Yeah.
But Daniel
used to
spend like hours upon hours upon hours on it. Yeah. So I mean,
I like making music.
The man's a mad DJ. So
yeah. So that could be our new what's it called? Our new.
Obviously not with the song in it, sorry. But I'm very happy with that.
Dude, you jumped about the room. That sounded so good, people probably think that was fake. But that was, like, literally, I sat there for 10 minutes just putting this together, going for a few beats. Sean just sat there with his laptop and just made it up. I hadn't heard it. He timed it quick, it was about 41 seconds. I sized up the thing, it's got times on this, but I didn't size it up to 41 seconds. But, like, that was pretty much dead on. You said Solero just as the tambourine stopped.
Yeah. All right. Just to clarify, I think a few people know this. As soon as... If I make a promise, I have to keep with it. So, all right, you can see this, right? There's no... I haven't got my fingers crossed or anything like that.
No.
I promise that was made in 10 minutes. There you go. I promise. So, I'm really happy with it. I'm really, really happy with it.
It's good.
So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, let's change the subject now because I think I'm still quite happy with it all. So I'm smiling now. So that was nice. That's really nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
To be happy. Happiness
neighbors
is
will
nice.
Be a bit scared.
Oh
you
Jesus!
Proper, like,
yeah,
you blew my eardrums. You grunted like a madman.
Yeah, that and the swearing about 10 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
So anyway, so in the world of blog, the whole of last week, although I am doing this. This is going to be out today, which is a Wednesday.
Will it be out today? Might be out tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know if we can do this. If we can get it finished for tonight.
I don't know. If we end this in about 10 minutes, I reckon we could get it out tonight.
Okay, if we say... Well, if we make it 45 minutes, so yeah, 10 minutes.
Okay, well, in the world of blog, it's been going really well, actually. I'm really happy with it all. I talked about the thing that I love so much, which was improvisation. I've done a blog on improvisational sin, so if you ever want to start improvising, you know, professionally in front of an audience, then I suggest you, if you have any power as well about what you're doing, then I suggest, I calmly suggest that you could check it out just so you have more insight into, because I used to do it. I'd done it for about 2 years with a drama group, and I had some really good times there. So, and to be honest, I'd really like to start it up again. Now, did you ever see me do improv? I don't think you did.
No, not properly.
Like, you didn't really miss out, but yeah, it went well. It was good. It was good stuff. And this isn't. Yes, it is. Because I thanked him in the deleted blog. Oh, deleted podcast. I gotta stop saying that.
Well, it's still there. We just haven't used it.
Yeah. Well, I might as well thank him in this one. He done a blog for me for one of the days.
Only a quick one.
I put the summary there as well. So thank
you. That was your nickname for a while, wasn't it?
Put the summary there.
No, just a quick one.
Just a quick one. Yeah, well, in jail you get a lot of names.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and, you know, I'm really happy about that because, well, not exactly influencing. Did I influence you at all over the time that I've been doing the blog?
I think so. Like, I just...
It's really nice of you.
Well, because obviously from the first podcast, like, I hadn't even read the blogs, but just the energy from the first podcast, I just really wanted to write.
Yeah.
And I've got a few ideas. I don't know if Sean wants me to, like, write another day or anything.
Of course.
But, like, just doing happy things. Like, I like seeing a lot of stuff that I remember, like, little kids. Oh. No, that sounds awful. No, but, like...
Photographs coming soon.
No.
Like Daniel.
That's awful. Like, just seeing, you know, kids, like...
Please.
All right,
going on about that.
Yeah, no, I was, like, waiting at the toilet and I saw a little kid with his... This is awful, but, a little kid...
Yeah, his,
like,
panties down.
No, he had a little balloon, you know, a balloon stick.
In his ass.
Oh, my God. He had a balloon stick and... What is wrong with you?
He was squatting.
Dude, you wish.
Keep talking.
I fucking won't in a minute. And he pretended it was a wand and he was going Expelliarmus and
similar to the Russell Howard joke.
Yeah, it is. But he was like this little fat ginger kid. And I felt a bit sorry for him. But he was having the time of his life. He was like reloading this stick like a shotgun. And he was like just shooting people, like shooting spells at people. It was lovely. That's what I used to do. So I'm thinking like just doing like a quick, like little quick blogs, just talking about little happy memories and like stuff I used to do as a kid and probably like what other people did as a kid.
Yeah, because what Daniel pointed out, maybe on purpose, I don't know. Well, yeah, it was obviously on purpose because he said it with slight vigour, was that certain blogs at the moment have been slightly angry, apparently.
Oh, yeah, no, I did.
They haven't been angry, they've just been a bit ranty.
Yeah, a bit ranty. So I thought, like, be something nice, just that, you know, just nice sort of, you know, nice stuff.
You know, nice content, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I can't help it. Yeah, because I heard, you know, the lie debunking one. I don't know if you read that one, didn't you? You read that one because you said to me that I fancied you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I put that in there.
Yeah, I did reference. Yeah, that was on the podcast. It never happened.
Yeah, because I only put that because I found out the certain lie that was in the blog last week. So I thought as if, you know, I had got to mention this and I might as well mention the other one, which was also ridiculous. Something that I had to live with for about a year and a half. So I just thought I might as well, you know, preach to the masses, as it were, to say it was untrue. But, you know, I try to put jokes in it and stuff like that. I mean, I've got a new saying, which is a turd slug, so, you know.
Turd slug. What's that? Go on.
Someone who spreads bullshit everywhere.
Nice.
Like a little bullshit trail.
Yeah.
So, yeah, which, you know, quite a few people I know, especially the two that I talked about, you know, they do that. Anyway, happy times. Daniel's going to put some happy stuff in the blog. Are you going to do, how many days do you think you'd like to do? Because I want people to know, just so they're ready.
Maybe just the one. I might just do.
Sorry, that's my phone.
Brilliant. It's a bum.
That's why I put it on vibrate.
Yeah. Probably just the one. Like, because we'll do one podcast and then, like, I'll do one. Like a week.
Well, hopefully, I think I've influenced my friend Jamie as well. I think he's going to do a blog. I hope you don't feel as if I'm treading on your territory.
No, it's fine.
Okay, then, well, yeah, I mean, anything. I really like becoming a platform for people to That sounds a bit weird, isn't it? I like the idea of maybe potentially influencing people to do things that they never thought they'd do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's something. That's something positive. That's a positive! So, what else? What else can we finish this off on? I was going to read out one of my blogs in the way that, you know, it should be read out. Not should be, but it's always up to anyone's presumption. It's the way anyone wants to read. If you want to read it upside down, if you want to read it backwards, that's totally up to you. I wouldn't suggest it, but you can do that. I was going to read out one of the blogs, maybe in sort of like a deadpan, sarcastic tone that I usually write in, because that's how I write. I write how I speak.
Yeah.
I try and remove all the likes and ums.
Yeah, like the podcast.
That's about 1,000 words, you know, just in containment there, getting rid of that. So, yeah, I was going to read one out, but I think there's enough content in this podcast that I don't have to. Or maybe I'll do it next week. And hopefully, we'll do another game. Daniel, we'll do another game where the winner and the loser has to do a rap as well.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, that's something to look forward to.
Okay.
And I think that's...
That's been a good one.
Yeah, it's been a good one. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. It was so much better than the...
I think we might release that one day.
One day.
Because
it's the wild.
Yeah, it was funny, but like it was just like... Sean was way too tired and I was just talking shit.
Mm.
But I can...
And in this podcast, I'm not tired. And Daniel... So we are going to now edit this and then I'm going to watch the Real Madrid versus Barcelona second leg, to which I'm very much looking forward to. So I never really watch Spanish football.
No, we don't. But like Real Madrid, Barcelona is always... So it's good.
You can't help but watch El Clasico matches, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, thank you very much for listening, and if you want a longer podcast, maybe suggest it, but I think 45 minutes, or however long this is going to end up being, is sufficient enough. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think it's alright.
Yeah, because I haven't bought the special thing that goes with the website that we're currently using, which allows us to... have about, I think it's about 2 gigabytes of memory of podcasts. The last podcast was about, how much was it, 51 megabytes or something like that? Yeah,
that's like an hour or something.
About an hour and something, so maybe shorter is better for our situation until I feel it necessary to buy the full value range at Tesco. So, I think we should end it here. Rupert didn't get much of a mention, but...
No.
Should we apologise about that? I mean, we did on the
other
podcast.
Yeah, we did on that one.
Sorry if you found that a little bit inappropriate, the fact that how many blind jokes we made. But we're both wearing glasses, so we slightly relate to it.
Yeah.
Not as much as Rupert did.
No.
But, yeah, we apologise anyway if anyone thought that was out of tone.
Yeah.
And if you don't think that's enough, then deal with it. Anywho! No, I'm kidding. No, but seriously, do deal with it.
Okay, we're going to have fun, like, bleeping out all of the swear
words. Oh, God, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, this might be out a little bit late. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, I hope you have a good week, and hope you hear our voices soon.
Okay, signing off.
Phone your nan.
Phone your nan.
Phone your nan.
All right.
And if you don't... Oh, God, I'm not getting into that again.
What?
Phone your loved ones.
Yeah.
Phone any loved one.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good. All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Solero.